The local Bureau of Parking and Traffic may be one of the most unpopular government departments, especially if you've just received a ticket. Contesting that ticket can be a frustrating experience. Many motorists grit their teeth and pay, even when they think they're in the right. Now there's a company that says it can help you fight that parking ticket. NPR's Laura Seidel reports.
So here's the scene of the crime. A bus stop on the corner of Haight and Masonic Streets in San Francisco. It's a fall day in November. Heather Rosner and her friend stop to get something to drink. Heather waits in the car.
I pulled into the bus zone right here in front of the corner store. My girlfriend ran in to get water, and guy told me to move. She was on her way out. She got in the car, and then I had a parking ticket.
Not just a little ticket. It was for $250. Rosner is struggling financially to finish college and start a new career.
I was so upset. I was crying. I didn't want to pay it. My boyfriend offered to pay it, and I was like, no way, we're not paying that. You know, it just seemed completely unfair.
Rosner was a little nervous about protesting the ticket. She'd tried once before and lost. Then a friend told her about ParkingTicket.com, a company that helps its customers fight tickets. Rosner says she went to the website and answered questions about the incident.
There's an extensive amount of information you have to fill out, and you have to go step by step and follow everything precisely.
A little while later, they emailed her a letter detailing why her ticket was invalid. In the cities where ParkingTicket.com offers its service, the first time you protest, you can do it in writing. So Rosner sent the letter on to the local Department of Parking and Traffic.
It took a couple months, but it worked.
She was free of her ticket. ParkingTicket.com was the brainchild of a man who says he was also the victim of an unjust ticket. On an icy cold December day in New York City, Glenn Belofsky got up early to move his car because of alternate side of the street parking regulations.
And I know it was no way near 8 a.m. because I'd just gotten off, you know, listening to the radio, which was at 7:55. And I had my clothes on and I scattered right downstairs and boom, there already was a ticket on my car.
Many people would have just paid the ticket anyway because it can be a hassle to fight, says Belofsky. But he was determined. It took him weeks just to find someone in city government who knew the rules. Meanwhile, penalties for late payment were mounting on his ticket. Belofsky thinks cities use the hammer of late fees to get people to pay right away.
What they don't do is give people a lot of time because they want to scare, bully, and otherwise convince them it's in their best interest to pay. Just pay, 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 pay. You know, like sheep's led into slaughter.
Belofsky beat his ticket. To help others in the 1980s, Belofsky, an accountant by trade, published a book of New York City parking regulations. Later, he developed software to help companies fight parking tickets. When the internet came along, he saw an opportunity to expand his business while helping the general public. He enlisted a core group of former law enforcement officials and administrative judges like Mark Conrad. Conrad, who used to preside over parking ticket hearings, now works for ParkingTicket.com.
A lot of people do not understand their rights in fighting a parking ticket. The parking ticket system is confusing, it's intimidating, and I think what ParkingTicket.com does is give people the tools to help them fight parking tickets more effectively.
ParkingTicket.com currently operates in three cities, San Francisco, Washington, D.C., and New York. CEO Belofsky says his clients win 70% to 80% of the time, but that's a figure that Diana Hammonds of the San Francisco Department of Traffic and Parking disputes.
Because they do come on form letters, so they're very recognizable. Most of them are denied. We feel that the process that's in place provides residents with all the information that they need to be able to do this on their own.
Of course, not everyone would agree with that. ParkingTicket.com charges customers half the price of the ticket. If they lose the fight, it's refundable. Customer Rosner thinks it's worth it.
I'd rather give the money to them, to anyone, than the DPT. I just think that our parking situation is so screwed in the city, and they're making so much money off of everyone that, you know, they're not going to change it.
This may surprise Rosner, but according to Hammonds of the San Francisco DPT, most of the calls the agency gets are from people who want more parking restrictions because of blocked driveways or business entries. That's bound to keep ParkingTicket.com busy. Last year, the company reports that it fought more than 150,000 tickets. Laura Seidel, NPR News, San Francisco.